Welcome to The Weekly Option, the podcast for people interested in trading stock options. Each week, we cover trade ideas and opportunities in the stock market right now. Whether you're a beginner, a professional, or just curious about options, this is the show for you. Let's get started. Welcome to The Weekly Option. This is episode 234 on September 2nd, 2022. I'm your host, Derek, and in this week's show, we'll cover the trades from last week on Blue Apron, Walgreens Boot Alliance, and General Motors, and we discussed three new trades on Veru Inc., Xping Inc., and Pinterest. Now, it's always great to hear from listeners. If you have any questions about the trades presented here on the show or even about your own positions, feel free to email me. You can email questions to eric@theweeklyoption.com. That's E-R-I-C @theweeklyoption.com. I've also created a few videos to teach you all the basics of option trading that you'll need to know to be able to follow along with me on this show. You can visit our website and click on the videos tab to watch them, or visit the YouTube channel for The Weekly Option. Now, the stock market finished the week lower, marking three consecutive week-over-week declines. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 964 points, ending the week at 31,318 points. The S&P 500 Index lost 133 points, closing at 3,924 points on Friday. And now it's time for the topic of the week. The topic of the week this week is Christmas every week. Now, I'm sure you're thinking to yourself, you know, Eric has finally lost his mind. Those consecutive weeks of higher than 100 degree temperatures in Texas finally fried his little brain. Well, I'm sure after this little topic of the week, I'll get the last laugh. Even though this show is called The Weekly Option, I don't discuss weekly options on it too often. That doesn't mean I don't trade them or use them in my strategies. I'm going to share a little strategy that works for some folks, and you could definitely implement it for yourself. Now, maybe you own a blue chip stock like IBM or Coca-Cola, and these are strong, trusted, dividend-paying names. You could sell out-of-the-money call options on these names every week and get paid a decent amount of premium when you add it up over the month. The return percentage won't be too crazy, but it adds up. Of course, if you want a little more excitement, consider the penny stocks. For instance, you can buy shares of Canopy Growth Corporation for $3.46. You could then sell the at-the-money call option for roughly 17 cents each week. That's a 5% return every week, plus any growth in the stock that you get, any appreciation. So if the option finishes in the money and you have to deliver your shares, you can always reestablish the position again the following week and just keep going. Of course, if the stock goes lower, your call option expires out of the money and you sell another option the following week. Plus, you didn't pay that much money for the stock anyway. So over time, you will either finance your stock or lock in some decent returns each week. Small numbers do add up over time, and imagine 52 weeks of this strategy on a low dollar stock. This is another example of the kind of creativity you can have once you truly are comfortable trading options. I can help you get comfortable in a much shorter amount of time than it took me, because I've been doing this for 20 years. So if you'd like to learn more about the mastermind group or one-on-one coaching, shoot me an email and I'll definitely set up a call and reach out to you. So let's get into the trading review from last week's trades. We're going to start off with the covered call. We looked at Blue Apron, symbol A as in Alpha, P as in Papa, R as in Romeo, N as in November. At the time, the stock was trading for $5.74 per share. I looked at buying stock and selling the September 6th call at $1.05, which could give us a return of 22.82% in 3 weeks. Well, Blue Apron shares lost 4 cents week over week, ending the week at $5.70 per share. The call option we sold lost 25 cents, leaving us with a net profit of $21 if we were to close the trade. Now, there certainly isn't a reason to close this trade early at this point. We are still near our entry point in the stock, and there is a possibility that the call option will expire out of the money, allowing us to sell another call option the next month. So there are 2 more weeks until expiration. Definitely stay abreast of the stock price and manage this trade closely to avoid it becoming a loss. The thing I love about putting on these covered calls on stock that's priced so low is that your real capital at risk is minimal. So even if it loses money, the loss will likely not kill your entire portfolio. This trade is working, of course, so far, so no adjustments are needed at this point. Our next trade from last week was a credit spread. We looked at Walgreens Boots Alliance, symbol W as in whiskey, B as in Bravo, A as in Alliance. Now, at the time, the stock was trading for $36 per share. I looked at selling the September 36 half call spread at 20 cents, which could give us a maximum possible loss of 30 cents per spread. So WBA shares lost 73 cents this week, closing the week at $35.27 on Friday. The out-of-the-money call spread we sold is still out-of-the-money, so the spread overall has just lost 3 cents, marking a small gain for us week over week. With stock remaining below $36 per share, we're still expecting the spread to expire fully worthless, leading to a 20 cent profit for us. So no real adjustments are needed at this point on this spread either. If you were to sell a put spread for additional profit, you could end up losing money on a winning trade if prices do continue to fall. I would track this one closely, just watch the stock price over the next couple weeks and let it do its thing until expiration. So far, it's a nice trade. And then our final trade from last week was a debit spread. We looked at General Motors, symbol G as in golf, M as in Mike. At the time, the stock was trading for $39.23 per share. I looked at buying the September 38 half 39 call spread for 33 cents, which could give us a maximum gain of 17 cents, or that's a 51.5% return in 3 weeks. Now, GM shares fell 76 cents, ending the week at $38.47 per share. The in-the-money call spread we bought is now out of the money, leaving us with a loss of roughly 17 cents on the week if we were to close the trade. Now, I'm a little hesitant to adjust this trade since the stock has shown a high likelihood, in my opinion, of heading higher since July. Still, we've lost nearly half of our capital so far, so it wouldn't hurt to take a look at a few things that we could do. We could turn this into a credit spread by selling the 38 half, 39 half call spread at 37 cents. That would immediately offset our loss and flip the risk on the trade. Still, you need to whip out your pencil and make sure the numbers, the math, actually works out for your portfolio. I personally would lean towards holding off for now and waiting to see how stock does. This stock has been strong and could definitely push higher over the next couple of weeks, well into expiration. So this is where your own personality and risk appetite will determine which route you decide. You might decide to hang on. You might decide to go ahead and exit the trade. So either way, feel free to email me if you have any other questions about making these sorts of adjustments, like going from a long spread to a short spread, or just better understanding what additional choices you can make to limit losses and possibly move to profit. That's it for the trades from last week. We only have 2 more weeks left before September expiration on Friday the 16th. The trades presented on this show this week are super risky because of the shortened time frame. They're only 2 weeks long. So next week, we will begin focusing on trades for the October monthly expiration. So let's go ahead and get into the new trades for this week's show. We're going to start off with the cover call on Veru Inc., symbol V as in Victor, E as in Echo, R as in Romeo, U as in Uniform. The stock ended the week at $14.80 per share. I'm looking at buying stock and selling the September 15 call at $2.90, giving us a possible return of 20.95% in 2 weeks. Now, you enter this trade by buying stock for $14.80 and selling the September 15 call at $2.90. This trade makes the most money if stock prices finish above $15 per share. The break-even price on this trade is $11.90 per share. In real terms, the stock purchase would require $1,480, and you would collect $290 for selling the option. I love seeing options that have these high premiums. That's indicative of volatility. Like, you can tell something's going on in this stock. However, even if the stock finishes lower and I get to keep all of the premium on this call option, I'm going to turn right around and sell another call option in the month of October against stock like this. So there are limits to what you can do, but you can make great money in the short and long term taking a look once again at cover calls like this. Our next trade on the week is going to be a credit spread. We're looking at Xping Inc. Symbol X as in X-ray, P as in Papa, E as in Echo, V as in Victor. Now, the stock ended the week at $16.74 per share. I'm looking at selling the September 17 half call spread at 17 cents, which could give us a maximum possible loss of 33 cents per spread. Now, you enter this trade by selling the September 17 call at 77 cents and concurrently buying the September 17 half call for 60 cents. This is a credit spread because we are selling the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices expire below $17 per share. The break-even price on this trade is $17.17, and in real terms, you'll receive $17 per spread that you sell and have $33 at risk. And our final trade on the week is a debit spread on Pinterest, Inc., symbol P as in Papa, I as in India, N as in November, S as in Sierra. The stock ended the week at $22.07 per share. I'm looking at buying the September 21 half 22 call spread for 33 cents, which could give us a maximum possible gain of 17 cents, or that would be a 51.5% return in 2 weeks. Now, you enter this trade by buying the September 21 half call for $1.47 and concurrently selling the September 22 call at $1.14. This is a debit spread because we are buying the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices remain above $22 per share. The break-even price on this trade is $21.83, and in real terms, you'll pay $33 to enter the spread, and your maximum gain is $17 per spread. So that's it for this week's show. Thank you guys so much for listening, or if you're watching on YouTube, thanks for watching and listening. Definitely appreciate all the emails I've gotten lately. Let me know. Like I said, I'm still working out a few details on the upcoming newsletter. I also am adding some folks to the coaching program. So if you're on the fence, if you've been thinking about trading options for a long time, you haven't done it, or if you've gotten started and you just can't seem to figure out how to make a profit trading these markets and you like my style, trust me, there are more trades that I look at in coaching than what I'm going to share on the show. Just because you'll have a little bit longer, or a bit more knowledge, you'll have access to a video course, and we'll do weekly calls one-on-one with me on the phone. So if you're curious, go ahead and just shoot me an email at eric@theweeklyoption.com. And again, thank you guys so much for listening to the show. Thank you for sharing the show with your friends who also trade options. Hope you have a fantastic Memorial Day weekend. That's the other thing. The markets are closed on Monday. I forgot to mention that earlier. So the U.S. markets will be closed on Monday, September the 5th. So you can dive back into all of your profit-making trades on Tuesday, September the 6th. So that's it. Have a wonderful weekend. And as always, happy trading. Thank you for listening to the Weekly Option Podcast. Please subscribe to our show and visit us at www.theweeklyoption.com. Disclaimer, there is a very high degree of risk involved in trading. The indicators and strategies described in this podcast are for educational purposes only and should not be construed as investment advice. For our full disclaimer, visit our website at www.theweeklyoption.com.